outdoors and staying with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've been trying to demonstrate that today with a lot of people. And just so you're aware, I've done a lot of study. You know, because of the life that I've been given over the last several years, I spent a lot of time studying the scripture in order to know what it is to be obedient to the Lord. And I proclaim that now far more loudly than ever before. I take the 2 Timothy 4 far more seriously than in the past. And one of the things I try to do is exercise it. And I have been trying to do so with various subjects. And clearly, yesterday was an opportunity to contend in the agonizomai sense with others on the issue of voting. And I felt especially I had a license there because of the fact that I was contending that my efforts were wrong and gave scripture to back it up. And my arguments were that I would have preferred if somebody would have argued with me in the past and I wouldn't have gone down a lot of paths because I have found such freedom in the obedience to the Lord, especially in that area. But I use that as an experiment in order to be able to do work in other areas. But one of the things that's happened is I've been into a fairly significant dialogue with two gentlemen. One basically, and a lot of people, I actually made a video, I put it online, and on election day, I got about 50 different views. And some of them obviously were short, but it seems like the majority watched at least most of it. And the claim there is, if I'm wrong, from Scripture, show it from Scripture. And there was a couple dialogues from the video directly, and most of them were simply, you're wrong, or things of that nature. But there have been two dialogues today that continued all day, going back and forth with two gentlemen. And I repeated over and over again, show me from Scripture. Show me from Scripture where I'm wrong. And not one would do it. One gentleman eventually plugged his ears and said, basically, I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm gonna shut down. The other gentleman stayed at the table and maybe we'll continue. However, I did this not because of the drive on the voting issue, but because I'm very much at peace with that. But, I am trying to exercise, to try to prepare, try to study, try to learn to do this well. Because if I can't do it this well on this issue, I probably can't do it well in others. So I have been working on that. I see a lot of refinement in me, especially the fact when somebody comes up with something. I was pointed to a lot of articles, and the difference between me and the guy 20, 30 years ago is I can read the articles, look at what scripture references they use, if they use any, and show where they're used wrongly. And the problem is I could misinterpret that. And that's why we have the earnestly contend for the faith in Jude 3. And that's why we have the 2 Timothy 3:16, which not only gives you the all scriptures God breathed, but the idea it's there to rebuke and you're supposed to be corrected by it. And if you can't correct others and be corrected by others, you're not following the scripture. And this is what I'm trying to learn to do, correct others and be corrected by others. But others have to come to the table. There have been a few cases where they have. I have been corrected by the scripture because of the influence of others. But ultimately, it is the scripture because the scripture says you have no teacher but the Lord. So that is what I've been pursuing. I pursued a very strong exercise using the voting issue. I also, on occasion, have been doing it on the marriage issue. And I also think I'm very much more prepared on that because what my kids have been taught is wrong. It is a violation of the scripture. It is unloving. It is a rejection of the Lord, just as voting, I claim, from 1 Samuel 8, from Deuteronomy 17, from 2 Kings 18, I think it is, that voting is a rejection of the Lord and is wrong. Walking away from a marriage is wrong. I mean, the 1 Corinthians 7 and 6 and so forth is blatant. And this is the model set before my kids. This is unloving to my kids. And to Jim Cross, Rhonda Keynes, and Chris Bitterman, they proclaim something that is false. And I use the model of Galatians 2, where Paul called out Peter and point out, and as I did several times today, in the act of pointing, Paul calling out Peter, correcting him was wrong, where he was wrong publicly. The result was 2 Peter 3, you can see it, Peter and Paul reconciled. What a joy, what an example. And I am going to be very, very public, as I have been today, saying the focus here is let's look for the truth. Let's find out what the scripture says. Let's earnestly contend for the faith. And in the process, find the same Lord and reconcile any issues between us. If you don't do that, you are taking the scripture and turning it into a pile of trash. I suggest, I contend, obedience to the Lord involves fundamentally reconciliation. Again, to let bygones be bygones is Islam. It is not Christianity. I am going to proclaim this, and I'm going to try to teach. I'm trying to teach others, and I want to teach my kids. I want to set the example before them. Obviously, a barrier is set up before me. So I'm going to continue to get louder, as I have been in the last couple days. Dorothy Jane, I'm not fighting to beat you. I'm fighting to reconcile with you because I love you. I hope that comes across. I love you intensely. Nothing has changed on that, and I hold nothing against you. I seek only reconciliation because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and because I love you.